If you want to learn more and discover how the Azure IoT platform works, how you can interact and work with Azure IoT Hub, well, what's better than actually playing around with hardware and getting your hands dirty, right? And so Clayton Fernandez can come on the show today to show us a nice, very neat demo, which is on GitHub, for you to play around with the MX Chip Dev Kit that we have here and do your first arms with the IoT Hub service. Hey everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Clayton Fernandez on the show. Welcome, Clayton.
Hey,
Clayton.
Olivier.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Great to be here.
Good. So, for the audience, I know you. They don't know you yet.
Not yet.
But who are you? What are you doing at Microsoft?
Yeah, so my name is Clayton Fernandez. I lead our Azure IoT solutions go-to-market. I help our customers really start to build their solutions and look at where we invest as Microsoft.
Cool. So you're here because you created a very nice demo. That demo actually is about what you can do with the Azure IoT platform at a glance, right? High level, with the kind of things that can be done and how they can be done. And you're using one of our dev kits, one of our starter kits, which is the MX chipboard.
Yes.
And so you're going to show us a bit about that demo. And I'd like for you to actually do it as if you were doing a pitch to someone in terms of what is IoT Hub, what can you do with it, and what you can show us with that device here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess firstly, so many of our customers have just really wanted to connect physical devices up to Azure and wondering, how do I get started with that? Yeah. And we have the ability to do it with IoT Central, which is our SaaS-based offering. Yeah. And now we're showing you how you can do it with IoT PaaS utilizing IoT Hub. Correct. So what we've got here is our Azure IoT Dev Kit. Mm-hmm. So this is a device which we are connecting directly to Azure IoT Hub, which is our bi-directional service up to Azure, or our front door service for Azure. Yeah, yeah. So what we're doing is we're getting device telemetry coming in. So it's from this MX board. And on this board, we've got sensors like sound, accelerometer, atmospheric pressure, magnetometer, temperature, humidity. So a lot of sensors that customers already have within their environment. So what we're showing is how we can get all this telemetry, take that straight back up into Azure, do two-way telemetry, so send data back to the devices, so we can send messages directly to the board, then do a basic rules engine with that, and then also integrating with our third-party APIs as well. In this case, we've utilized Twitter. So let me run through what the actual demo is, and then we'll show you how you can actually get started with it.
Awesome.
So what I've done over here is I just powered off my screen for 2 seconds. So what I've got over here is my device connected up onto our Azure IoT Hub MX portal.
Okay.
And the only thing I've done with it is I've created an image in GitHub, I've put it onto the board, I've gone to a website, and I've put in my device keys in this, I've put in my Azure IoT Hub key in there, I've put in my Twitter key inside there, and I'm up and I've been running. So what I can do over here
is... So basically you did a setup. So the website itself is live, is something that actually has been pushed, or do you have to deploy yourself, your own version of the website?
Yeah, so you deploy your own version of your website. You can have your own custom website over there as well. So this is my custom website over here, and what I've got here is just live telemetry coming in over here. So if I wanted to manipulate one of these sensors, say for example, I wanted to manipulate sound, I'm just going to hold down the button B, and then I'm going to go and talk and say hello, and then we'll see that the sound level goes and changes.
Okay.
Same with the magnetometer, temperature, humidity. We can start to manipulate those. So if I put my finger over the temperature sensor, the humidity sensor, then we'll see that those figures start to change as well.
So basically, from sensor up to IoT Hub, IoT Hub data is consumed by your backend website, right? That actually will display that data real time.
Absolutely right, and that's what we're seeing happening over here. And other things I can do with this is do the two-way telemetry. So over here, if I wanted to send a message directly back to the board, and if I was to put in the message Azure IoT Hub, and I click on send, now what we're showing is that two-way telemetry, so message coming back to device.
And you can see the message.
Yeah, the message just appears right over there.
Okay, and for that using the cloud-to-device messages?
Yeah, that's using from cloud going straight to device, so securely transmitting back to device. Now, that happens to be a message on the screen. It could be shutting down that particular device or updating an algorithm on that device or whatever that message happens to be.
Yeah.
So again, I'll just go ahead and I'll just clear that message. The next thing that we do over here is we're going to show how you can do a really basic rules engine. So what I'll do over here is I'll just say the sound off, I'll make it a really low value over here. So if the decibels goes above 40 decibels, then go and set a rule. So the rule engine's been set. I'm just going to click on the button B over here and say hello. We'll see what the decibel readings, and as you can see, that rules engine has been met.
Okay.
And this is an example of third-party integration. So I'll click up over here, and I'll go directly into Twitter.
Okay.
And then we'll see that my device, or from the cloud, has now sent out a tweet out to out to Twitter. And that's just loading up over there. This is my IT device, and this is the one over here from just 23 seconds ago that we've hit that decibel and that particular UTC time over there.
So what was the stake behind that? So the rule itself, was it something that you have software that is hard-coded, or are you leveraging some of the features of ITF to do that?
Yeah, so in this particular one, we're doing a really basic rules engine. So this is actually software that we've got sitting inside the cloud that is just testing for basic telemetry coming in. So as telemetry comes in through IoT Hub, and then we're leveraging Stream Analytics to work out, have we gone past particular thresholds? Then we get that message and we send that out.
Got it. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
So all this is now available up on GitHub. So we've got our GitHub repository up over here, which is github.com, Microsoft MX style IoT sample.
Yep.
And what you'll see over here is the full instructions to get this all up and running. So we've got the introduction about what you need, we've got the reference architecture diagram, the environmental setup, and really all the bits that you need to get up and running.
So you basically get familiar with the Azure IoT platform and the past services by doing it yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. I love that. One thing to note is that if people want to contribute, they have issues, they have problems, we're going to interact on GitHub on that.
Yeah.
Can they do that with a free trial of Azure as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can spin up a free trial of Azure. You can clone a copy of this repository and spin this up within your own Azure account. So this is all possible to do. Just running off a free trial account. You can sign up for a Twitter developer account, which also doesn't cost anything as well. So it's really easy to get started.
Awesome. Thanks, Clayton, for that demo.
Thanks, Olivia.
Hope to see you soon on the show. And for you guys, we'll have some links on how to get access to this fantastic demo and resources. And we hope to see you soon on the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe.
Absolutely. Bye for now.